it has it, it's been a journey that's, you know, I could tell people that all about it, but you know, we don't have enough time to talk about all there, sir.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been an absolute privilege getting to know you and your wife and your daughters, and just kind of see all the things that you guys have accomplished. So exactly how many years has it been since you started in the business?
It'll be 7 years, sir. 7 years. Very soon it'll be 7 years.
7 years. And so you've gone all the way from marketing consultant through the compensation plan, got yourself promoted to obviously regional and senior and executive, and now ultimately to national consultant. So can you tell us what that last little bit was like, getting to national?
Well, I didn't actually plan that, Doug. I mean, I would love to take credit for that, but I really can't tell you that. You know, 2017, I was at a conference. It was a network marketing conference in Vegas, and we wrote a business plan. I wrote a business plan for our next year, and this was in November of 2017. And in that plan, you know, I wrote down my next promotion was going to be my goal for 2018. So it came about in that plan that, you know, we had a money goal, we had our next promotion goal, we had a team size goal there. I wrote all of that down there. And, you know, it became a reality in 2018 when we started recruiting some people. New people came into the business there, and some of our old people that were already senior consultants and they were wanting to go to executive, they started reactivating. So as soon as that started happening, the business changed its course. You know, I couldn't, you know, this, it's a snowball effect. You can't control this business once it takes off. And we had a lady named Lupita Flores. She became an executive consultant very quickly. And then also, of course, Holly Martin. Most of you guys know who Holly Martin is. She became an executive consultant. So I had two executives already built, and then also a lady named Becky Clark. She became an executive. So it was a momentum that was created in the early part of 2018 that took off. You know, and there was no controlling that, sir, at that point. I tell people that I reluctantly went to national consultant because I wanted to win more five stars.
Well, I tell you what, you've had your fair share of five stars, and it really has been just great to kind of see how many that you've been on. Now, all together, I saw something the other day, and there was it 9 5 stars that you've been on?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah, Robert Chang, national consultant, he's been telling me, he says, I need to win the 10th one so that, you know, we can both celebrate together.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, so now from time to time, people ask about these five-star trips and what are they like and what does it take to get on them. And obviously, you didn't get there by being lucky. It's not like just one time you got lucky and you went on one. So there's 9. You're working on a 10th, I'm quite sure. So what does it take to get on a five-star trip?
Well, I'll let Tamara answer that. She's the one who actually enjoys the five-star more than I do. Is that okay if she answers that?
Absolutely. Jump in, Tamara. How are you, ma'am?
Oh, I'm great. I'm so excited to be talking to you. Yeah, I would say that I think in the beginning, when we started winning five stars, the momentum was built because, we kind of had a pact between us. Like, if you win the five star, then I'll give you 6 more months of going all out in ambit, and I won't, you know, I'll hold down the fort, I'll help you in any way I can, but you know, you got to win that trip. And so then that bought him another 6 months, and that got us, you know, those 6 months added up to, you know, going national today. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, so what is one of the most fun or impactful parts of five stars?
Well, it's definitely the people. I mean, sitting down, having, you know, dinner with you, having dinners and boat trips with Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss and, you know, Eric and Daryl, you can't buy that sort of mentorship. And the energy that you take back with you is just so profound. And also the sense of competition because, you know, I think we do better because we have to keep up with, you know, the Doug Parkers of the world.
Oh, get out of town. Well, you know, what gets measured gets improved. And I figured out, you know, with Richard and Mary, which are my upline, they had some bad cell service, but they just texted me that they are now in a good cell service area. So they're going to jump in and take back over the call. Thompson Leadership Award winners, $1 million income earners, Ben and Ambit from the beginning. Richard and Mary, are you there?
I am here. Actually, I don't know where Richard is, but I keep getting straight to voicemail on his phone. So he must be somewhere out of cell service. And I'm outside of Seattle. So I've had spotty cell Thursday on a training weekend, but super had to get on the call. Super excited to hear from Tamara, Maksud, Mir, just because of what you guys have accomplished. I mean, just in a few short years, you guys have accomplished so much, and you guys just this year won the Crystal Sphere Award. And I know a lot of people look at all your awards and accolades and 9 5-star trips, Millionaire Club member, and national consultant. Just so do that. I can't, and I know you guys came from humble beginnings. Would you just kind of share a little bit about that and, you know, what it is that took you to?
Mary, first of all, let me thank you for letting us speak on this call. I appreciate it very, very much. You know, I was just explaining to Doug that we were publishers of a newspaper before, and we came from a totally different non-network marketing background, traditional business, brick-and-mortar business. We didn't know anything about network marketing. We didn't understand what MLM was. You know, I couldn't probably spell MLM properly. So, you know, today, we still don't understand a whole lot about the business, but we do understand that if you follow the system, it works, man. So all we did was follow a system. You know, the system was laid out early on, and reluctantly, I followed the system in the beginning. And then, you know, after about 4 months, we started seeing some results in the business. So I tell people that, you know, if you can join the business, join and work with your upline, work with the people that train you there, and work with their brain initially and not with your brain, you know, utilize their help and follow the system there, guess what will happen? You will become a millionaire in this business. So it's actually essential for a new person when they start out to not to try to do it on their own, to try to do it with someone else's help, with your upline's help and things. So that's what we learned in the beginning, you know, that helped us a huge amount, you know, after that first 4 months of failing.
Yeah, that's really awesome. When did you guys realize, like this thing?
Mary,
by the way.
Sorry. We had two publications when we got started. We had no time. I initially thought that he was absolutely crazy for getting us into this. But, you know, you look at it's energy. It's something that everyone needs. There's no inventory. There's no employees to have to worry about covering. And there's no capital expenditures to expand the business. A little after we got into the business, I read a book called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And he talked about how, you know, if you received a penny every day and that penny doubled in size, at first you have very little to show. But by the 30th day, you have about, you receive about $5 million in interest that day and $10 million overall. And this business is very similar to that. In the beginning, with your residuals and with your consultants and with your customers, you see very little incremental results. But over time, you reach a critical mass, and it can lead to, you know, a really huge business. And when I started to see on a small scale that our business was operating in that way, I knew that it was something that we really had to go all in on. And that was when we first started getting a little bit of critical mass. But, of course, that happens over and over again. And your skills actually also have that compound effect. So it all builds together. And, you know, this is an opportunity like no other.
Yeah, I love that you said that about the favorite books, especially in this business. You know, I heard at a training seminar recently that people really overestimate what you do in a day. We have these huge to-do lists and we never get it all done. But we really underestimate what we can do in 1 year or 3 years or 5 years. It's just the little things compounded over time. And you guys are absolutely a demonstration of what can happen over time if you just do the little things over time all the time. You know, when was it that you guys realized, like, this is it? Like, this is the real deal. This is really the thing that can set our family free. When was that moment for you guys, that aha moment?
Well, Mary, I've been looking at the business, you know, growing, you know, in the beginning, like I wanted to see what our monthly income would be on this business. And I can tell you that it took me about 8 months to actually do the same. You know, we were looking at $4,200 was what we needed to make so that we could get our mortgage covered, with car payment covered, all of that stuff there. So, you know, giving a full income disclosure here, guys, it's not typical at results, but at the 8th month of our business, we reached that number. And this was not residual. It was just commission money and residual together. And I tell people this also, that, you know, go with a goal in mind, you know, that you have to overcome. So our overcoming number was that $4,200. And we reached that about 8 month time frame. So it was August of 2013. We joined in January 2013. August of 2013, we reached that number. And that was our, if you take into account just the basic needs, that was our financial freedom number. So when we reached that, I looked at the business more seriously, and I decided at that point that I needed to either sell my newspaper. And the moment that came in, the moment that you're talking about, came in when one of my top guys who advertised with me, it was one of my biggest advertisers in my newspaper, called me up and says, "Mir, I think you should seriously go into that more. I will continue on advertising with you even if you sell the paper." So I knew that there was a transition that I needed to make, and the transition took me a little bit of time. It took me until about January of 2014 to go full-time in this. But at that point, we realized that we could go full-time in Ambit, and our money would be covered, our household expenses would be covered, we could cover all our bills, and I would have some even additional leftover. Today, I tell people this other part of it, that, you know, that was just the initial goal. But today, that number has become so much larger. So, you know, if you continue on staying in the business, it'll have that compound effect Tamara was talking about.
Incredible that you were able to do that in such a short amount of time. You know, what do you know today that you wish you had known when you had started in the business?
Mary, I would say, you know, people often give advice to, when you're looking at a career, to follow your passion. I wish we would have known that, I mean, not just for ourselves, but for others, that your passion actually will follow you. And in the beginning, no one has all the skills necessary to make it a huge business, but you learn, you pick up those skills along the way. So you can't gauge your initial, 30 days as whether or not this business is meant for you. So what I would say is that we are not only in the people business, but we're in the people building business, and each of us are building ourselves, and we're also trying to help build other people. And so I would say to focus on, you know, a constant attitude of self-improvement, and that it's a journey, and, you know, to not let people that are new get themselves out before they get good.
I think that is some really, really great advice. Is eventually people do get good at this business if they stick in development. I mean, I always tell people, this is one of the best training and development programs you'll ever find. It's been such a pleasure watching you. What was the greatest challenge that you guys had that you had to overcome in building your Ambit business?
So in the beginning, Mary, you know, we still live in a non-deregulated state. This is where we live in is Missouri, where we cannot be our own customer. So that was our biggest challenge. It still is somewhat of a challenge right now, but we have overcome that. And in the beginning, getting the person to understand, you know, our recruiting efforts were all in Missouri at that point. You know, I was recruiting in Missouri most of the time and not finding a way to get customers. You know, that was the biggest obstacle. So we had to cross the river. You know, the closest customer for us at that point was 3 hours away when I first initially joined the business there. But within about a year's time frame, Illinois, Southern Illinois had opened up, and we were able to get some customers in Southern Illinois. And Ameren was our incumbent supplier. And Ameren had just opened up at that point that, you know, we were learning the game. And that learning the game was hard for new consultants, to bring in the new consultants in Missouri. So non-deregulated state, building in the non-deregulated state, heavily building a non-deregulated state was difficult for us. And then ultimately overcoming that customer obstacle, which customer obstacle now is not much of an obstacle to us because we know better ways to do it and we know how to network properly. But before that, in faith to give that person that, okay, you're in Missouri, you cannot be your own customer, but still join the business there, having that faith there in their mind, it was difficult to instill that faith in their mind for them to continue on doing that business there. But I can tell you one thing that has happened was, you know, 7 out of our 15, 16 executive consultants that have come out of our business, they came from a non-deregulated state. So they built that muscle. They built that way to go gain this customer base there. So, you know, I think, you know, that was our biggest obstacle in the beginning. But now I think it's a strength for us right now.
And we really learned how to recruit through. You know, you recruit through, you find people that are in the areas that you need to be. And that helps with the customer and the consultant building.
You know, when you say recruit through, Tamara, what do you mean by recruit through? I know what you mean, but I think a lot of people on the call really don't understand how that works.
So anyone that, really anywhere that you recruit a consultant, but especially in a non-deregulated state, if you can, you're not only recruiting them, but you're recruiting their potential contacts. And by, you know, digging deeper and going through their list and then whoever they bring in their list as well, you eventually find people in places that Ambit has service. And so if you focus on, you know, finding customers, but also recruiting through, it helps you if you're working in a non-deregulated state.
That's awesome. We always call it on our team, who do you know, play the who do you know game. But I love the terminology, recruiting through. It's always looking at somebody's ambit. You know, what would you say to a new consultant or a consultant that's feeling kind of stuck? You know, you guys have got, you've just pushed through and persevered and had incredible success. But what would you tell somebody who's feeling a little stuck?
Well, first I would say don't ever, ever tell yourself that you're stuck. You are not stuck. Your unconscious, your subconscious mind is very powerful. So whatever you feed it, it's going to believe. So you want to always, you know, rephrase that in a positive way. If you feel like you need help, you know, always reach up to your upline, your crossline. You know, we are an Ambit family. There is an army of consultants that you can reach out to. So any question that you have, you know, you have consultant support. You have people to reach out to. We all are in this together. We all want to see each other succeed. And then, you know, there's also, you know, personal development. If you constantly work on personal development and see this as a journey, not as, you know, and not always look for the immediate results, then you won't find yourself feeling stuck.
Really great advice. I think, you know, one of the things that Brian McClure always talks about, and personal growth certainly does strengthen you for the mental mind game. Now, you guys have made, like, accomplished so much in your business. What would you say is your greatest accomplishment up to this point in your Ambit career?
Mary, the main thing that I can tell you our accomplishment would be is seeing other people become financially free. You know, there are hundreds of people that are making, you know, extra $500 to $1,000 a month. Some people are making even more. Some people are making, comma checks every week. So seeing that happening in that, what this company has done for us, it's an amazing, amazing, amazing business. So that's, I don't think it's our accomplishment. I should say it's the company's or the team's accomplishment there. So people who have come into the business there with a dream, their dream becomes successful, or they actually fulfill their dream, they become full-time. You know, my job is to tell people that, you know, this can replace a part-time income and a full-time income. It can quadruple your part-time income or quadruple your full-time income. So having them get to that full-time income by doing part-time effort, that's the true success in this business. And seeing that happen over and over again with different people of different walks of life, that's just totally fulfilling to us.
Before we get off the call and wrap up, what is something that you want to leave the consultants with? What are maybe a silver nugget or a silver bullet or, you know, important lessons you've learned? What is it that you want to leave the consultants with?
I can give you a couple of different things there that needs. I mean, this is a very crucial week for us, guys. If you're listening to this call, you know that end of this week, the bonuses end, the triple quadruple bonuses end right now. So, you know, every hour, every minute that you have right now is important to you guys. So if you have a goal, if you have a plan to bring in certain number of consultants in the business, if you can bring those guys into the business there, this is the time to bring them in. This is the week to bring them in. For them to take advantage of the full bonuses, you've got to do them the best service, bring them in while the bonuses are continuing. So it's a great time to go activate. And when you activate harder now, going full steam for the next 5, 6, 7 days, guys, it's going to change your game entirely. You're going to exit the month of September with a large number of new consultants in your business. So in this business, it's the number of consultants and customers that come in that determine how much money you make in this business. So guess what? You bring in more consultants, you're going to make more money. So I tell everybody right now that go out and gather as many consultants, as many customers that you can. And, of course, get registered for Simulcast. Simulcast is the next big event that's coming up. We have Power Trip coming up in November, too, also. Get registered for the next event. The biggest thing that you can do for your consultant that you can bring in or you will bring in today or tomorrow in the business is hand them a ticket to the next event. That's the greatest tool that you can give them. So make sure that everybody that you bring in is registered and it becomes a ticket holder of the next event. Those people will stay in the game longer. When they stay in the game longer, they'll make more money, and ultimately you'll make more money. So what I would tell everybody is that attend at least 3 presentations this week. And when you attend 3 presentations this week, bring in 3 guests. Minimum 3 guests. Every presentation, bring in a guest with you. Okay. Read, like Tamara was mentioning, read 15 minutes a day, every day. Make it a regimen. This is a business of regimented work. So every day, we're 15 minutes a day. If you can afford 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at night, do that. 15 minutes a day in the morning would be wonderful, but 15 minutes at night would be great. Make a plan every day before you start that next day. Make a plan. Write down all your goals for your next day. What are you going to achieve? And when you write those down, those things become very, very achievable, guys. And call your mentor. If you have a mentor, call them 2 times a week, minimum 2 times a week. If you don't have a mentor, find a mentor. If you don't have somebody that's upline to you that's working, find somebody cross-line and ask them to become a mentor. There are 43 national consultants. There are 500 executive consultants. Pick up the phone and call them, and one of those guys will mentor you, get to that. And I would suggest everyone to enroll minimum of 2 consultants this week, minimum. If you're listening to the call, you'll do yourself a disservice if you don't enroll minimum 2 consultants this week and teach those 2 people how to enroll 2 people each, minimum. Okay, guys, success equals this. Skills that she was mentioning, Tamara was mentioning about skills, guys. Skills multiplied by action is success. If you multiply skills by action over and over and over again, take action, develop your skills, take action over and over again, you will automatically have success. So I would like to end with this, guys. If you want to make 10 times the income that you are making right now, work a little harder. Put in 10 times the effort. Put in 10 times the effort for the next 2 years time frame, 1 to 2 years, and then look at your business at that point and then see what has happened to your income, guys.
or do you have any last thoughts that you would like to share to?
Well, I don't think I can top that, but I would definitely say that, you know, any time is a great time to be in AMBIT, but with the changes that are coming up, this is a fabulous time to be in AMBIT. So, you know, make those dreams bigger, and hopefully we'll see you along the way.
Awesome. I just love you guys. I thank you for getting on the call. I've just loved watching you guys grow, and spending time with you on the 5-star has been really special for Richard and me. And we so, so look forward to your success. I haven't asked you guys yet, but I know at the last power trip, you guys did a breakout session for the executive consultants or the senior consultants, and it was such a rock star event. Would you guys be open to leading another breakout session for our seniors or executive consultants again at Power Trip?
Yes, ma'am. Mary, you ask, I will deliver. That's awesome. That's a great honor, ma'am.
Positive.
Thank you very much. We'll do that. Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so that everybody can say goodnight. You guys are incredible, incredible leaders. Richard and I were over the top excited that you won the Crystal Sphere Award because it was so, so deserving. So I'm going to let everybody say goodnight and say thank you for your time. And we will see you guys very, very soon. Thank you for being our special guest this week.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much, Doug. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all your success.
Josephine, are you still online?
Keep charging.
Thank you for this great call. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Great call.
Thank you.
Thank you for this great call.